Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 2, the verses 8 to 13. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. My theme for this reflection is living in the light of merciful love. The timeless words of James speak volumes to our hearts and contemporary lives. At the core of our human experience is the desire for love, understanding, and connection. But how often do we limit these blessings by showing partiality? James paints a vivid picture, emphasizing that to love is to fulfill the royal law. This law is not about lofty decrees from far-off palaces. It is about the simple, profound call to love your neighbor as yourself. In today's fast-paced and often divided world, this remains a revolutionary act. Yet, what stands out in James's exhortation isn't just the call to avoid discrimination, but the reminder that all commands derive from one source. The one who asks us not to kill is the same one who asks us not to commit adultery. Behind every divine command is a singular, unchanging love that desires our holistic well-being. By recognizing the interconnectedness of God's laws, we are reminded that they are not burdens but pathways to true liberty. They are the law of liberty, guiding us towards the freedom that comes from living in harmony with divine love. Dear friends, to show mercy, to give without expecting in return, to see everyone, rich or poor, friend or stranger, as equally deserving of love is to embody the heart of these scriptures. For when we show mercy, we acknowledge the divine mercy that has been showered upon us, and in doing so, we unlock the profound truth that mercy triumphs over judgment. In a world that often judges and discriminates, let us remember James's call to lean into mercy and love. This doesn't just change how we treat others, but it also reshapes our inner world, setting us on a path of spiritual growth, depth, and freedom. So we think about these two points before our questions for reflection. Think of unity in diversity. Just as James warned against favoring the rich over the poor, we too must challenge any biases or prejudices in our hearts. Every individual is a unique manifestation of God's creation, deserving of love and respect. By embracing this truth, we enrich our spiritual journey, recognizing the divine spark in every soul. And then there is the triumph of mercy. Judgment divides, but mercy unites. When we cultivate a heart of compassion, we not only align with God's will, but also promote healing and unity in our communities. Mercy should be our guiding light, illuminating our path forward in challenging times. So why don't we take our two questions for reflection now? One, in what areas of your life might you be showing partiality, and how can you shift towards a more inclusive, merciful approach? Two, how can you integrate the law of liberty into your daily actions, embracing the freedom that comes from aligning with divine love? Gracious and ever-living God, open our hearts to fully grasp the depth of your merciful love. Help us to see beyond the superficial divisions of the world, recognizing the intrinsic worth in every individual. As we journey through life, may we be instruments of your mercy, reflecting your boundless compassion in all our interactions. In times of judgment, remind us that mercy triumphs, guiding us towards unity and love. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.